Okay, lots going on this planet these days, so we've got full open lines for you this hour. Jump on board and back in a moment. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you and a loaded group of phone calls. Let's go to Chris in Riverview, Florida to get things started here. Hey, Christopher, go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Shout out to Garland.
There you go.
Paralysis, sensory deprivation. I have a very interesting experience.
What happened?
Well, I was in a sound studio when I was younger, about 18, and the door was locked. There's no way anything come in or out. I'm thinking maybe multidimensional kind of stuff going on. And I couldn't open my eyes. I was like just paralyzed.
Frozen.
Is that like a psychological thing or
It's a muscle well, there are two different things going on. One is it's truly a medical condition. It's not going to kill you or anything like that, but, it's psychological, it's physical, your body locks up. But then there's that other possibility that it could be something supernatural.
Okay, now let me tell you more.
All right.
Shuffling feet on linoleum floor, like a shuffling.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a doctor's office, you know. It was really weird, and I could not open my eyes. And who knows what was going on? It was in my mind or what?
Maybe you didn't want to open your eyes, huh?
I don't think I did.
Scary times ahead. Yeah.
But the doors were locked. It was like a sound studio because I'm a musician. And, that's what I'm thinking, like multidimensional kind of thing. That makes more sense.
Could have been.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Could have been indeed, but much more than just plain sleep paralysis, I think. Something else going on. What do you play, by the way? What kind of musical instrument?
Well, I write songs. I'm a singer mostly.
Good for you. Been doing it since you were a kid?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I'm Catholic, 7 years Catholic school.
Yeah.
Singing in the, not the choir, but, every Friday we'd have to sing amen, amen,
That's right.
And then on Sundays, the parents would take us there, so it was twice a week. And
that gave you the exposure to it, huh?
Well, I think that was, I think Axl Rose had the same deal with his singing experience. So I think that was his first.
But I don't think you sing Axl Rose-type music, do you?
You never know, man. I like rock and roll.
You got it. Okay, thanks. Let's go next to Philip in Lake Orion, Michigan. It's a great area out there. Hey, Philip, go ahead.
Hey there, George.
How are you?
Good. Was listening to your program, kind of was groggy, woke up, and heard this lady making her statements from Dallas, Texas there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm studying, and in the Bible, they do talk about the Mamzor. So I get out my dictionary and I look it up, and I got a scholarly friend that helps me. And yeah, it's hybrid, or she said the word bastard exactly.
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing is, and your buddy L.A.
Marzulli,
right? As I'm studying and following along, he's coming up with stuff right on the money. They're preparing, trying to prepare a human body, I believe, for the evil one, the Antichrist. I mean, just all this experimentation and all this messing around with our genes and all this underground stuff. And I think our government people are involved with these folks. And just recently with the high-definition TV, one of the newsmen that was talking about our currency, he had one of his pupils was not a normal pupil. I noticed it was on yesterday. In fact, they were talking about this whole shutdown thing. And
what do you mean he wasn't a normal pupil?
His pupil in his eye was a cat eye.
Oh, really?
Eye. And with high definition TV, I got the big
like a reptilian eye.
Well, I hate to say it, George. It sounds crazy, you and I, we crossed paths a number of times up here in Michigan.
Yeah.
And, I don't like to jump all over the place, but I've got this big flat screen television. It's huge, and it's I mean, it's like being there. It's high definition.
I love that.
His left eye was a cat eye. I'm sorry, but I saw it plain as day.
I mean, are people born with cat eyes like that?
I haven't seen it, George. And I've been exposed to a lot of strange things. You remember back here in Michigan in the 60s,
oh,
we had the
sure do.
All the UFO business. And
Hynek was in town for that, remember?
You were there. I remember you were a young producer at the TV station. I was a stringer going back and forth, and I seen you many times.
Yep, that was little me.
In fact, you were producing a program, and I called in just like this and talked to Dr. Jacques Vallée. I gave my theory about the interdimensional stuff. This was way back, George.
I know.
You were young. I was
a puppy then.
I was a puppy, too. And so there are a lot of strange things have happened. We're never getting the straight answers, of course. I talked to your friend Stan a couple of times.
Friedman?
Yeah.
Great guy.
And, you know, I can't devote a lot of time to it, but I just noticed that a lot of these strange incidents are happening. I'm hearing these stories. They're very credible. I think this lady was credible. There are experimentations. It wouldn't surprise me if there weren't whole cities underground. And, of course, up here in Michigan, we heard some of the stories because in industry, we hear about these guys making these giant tools for cutting through bedrock, and I was involved in a couple of projects, and they said, well, we're going to stop doing this because the big guys are involved. They're cutting through at high speeds, and you're bound to come across something if you're underground, you know, 5 miles underground, you're building a city. What the heck's going on?
Oh, absolutely. Are you hearing a hum sound out that way?
No, I'm right by, I'm surrounded by water. I'm up in Lake Orion. So I think that dampens it, but, there's a lot of people are chattering about a lot of things. And, I'm laughing because I saw some of these things, you know, in the 1970s. And, I was exposed to some strange things and, if I told you the whole story, I know you would believe it, but it's pretty far-fetched. But I witnessed it firsthand, and the world is a much more complex place than we ever had dreamed.
Oh, it sure is. Philip, hey, thanks. Let me take a few more calls. Hey, by the way, Skype is now up and running, so if you've got Skype, the phone number to call, the Skype number is George97313. George97313. Plus, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to open up a hotline. I want you to tell me if you've run into any whacked out people lately. Simple as that. That is 818-817-0021. 818-817-0021. We've got Jeff in Juneau, Alaska. Is it cold up there yet, Jeff?
Is it what now?
Is it cold up there? It's freezing in L.A. today.
It is getting cold, yeah.
I think we're going to have one heck of a...
lot of, like, freezing rain and that. We're in the panhandle, though. We're not in the mainland of Alaska.
Yeah, that's right.
Up in the... near the interior, they've already got blizzards and all that going on. So...
way too early for that. I'm predicting one heck of a winter.
Yeah, I'm hoping that global warming will catch on.
Yeah, if it's there.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why I call it a great show tonight, by the way, always. And I just enjoyed hearing that. You know, I'm so really surprised that you just mentioned that you wanted to hear about whacked out people.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I was in the supermarket the other day, and there was this, I mean, this just came to mind when you brought it up. But yeah, there was just this dude that was just like walking up the aisle, up and down the aisles in the supermarket, just dressed like he came out of the Mad Max movie or something. And, you know, he was just like big, wide-eyed and just walking up to, like, ladies with their shopping carts, staring at
them. Oh, my God, freaking them out, right? Oh.
Oh, yeah, they had to, like, take them out of there in a police car. I don't know, it's, like, strange. Strange goings on. I wanted to relate something that happened when I was in military back in 19 Now, this would have been 1979, summer, okay, in July. I was in basic training at Fort Gordon, Georgia. And we were just at the end of our cycle, and they had taken about...
You there? Your phone went dead, I think. I think I heard it starting to crackle. See if you can get back. Let's go to St. Louis. Michael's with us. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, George. How are you?
Good, Michael. Cardinals won, huh?
Pardon me?
The Cardinals won.
They did. The Cardinals won and the Blues won.
People are delighted. What's going on?
And they beat Chicago. Well, I just called because I want to discuss this whole march against Monsanto that's coming up this weekend,
okay,
on Saturday.
Yeah, they had one a few months ago. Now, this one is where? In St. Louis?
Actually, we had 436 countries back on May 15th.
Right, the big one.
May 25th, sorry. And like 22 countries, so it's going to be bigger and better.
Oh, is it really? Okay. GMO foods, people are opposed to that.
Well, you know, a lot of people have irritable bowel syndrome, and that was what it was for me. You know, and finally, my doctor, celiac, it's Crohn's, it's this, it's that, it's irritable bowel. No answers. I mean, I finally went organic, and it went away.
Everything went away. Absolutely. Look, we have been opposed to GMO foods since the inception that I've been doing this program, and thank God for people like Jeffrey Smith who give us some vital information like that. So there's going to be another big march, though. I had not heard that. So the other one was huge back in May, as you mentioned. Let's go next to Penny in Kansas. Penny, for your thoughts.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. My son, I need to get turkey in because he predicted something before he killed himself, okay? My son at the age 6. Started hearing voices. At that time, he only had military doctors because my husband was OSS, okay? And he never saw anybody but military.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you so far.
Okay. He had an operation because he was epileptic to stop the seizures.
Okay.
After he had that done at the age of 6.
Oh, boy.
He kept telling me, there's voices in my head. I can't understand them. And so I took him out to the base. So they set him up with a psychiatrist and so forth. And the psychiatrist come back. He says, well, he's schizophrenia and paranoia, and this is probably his dream world. But when we come back to the house, he started getting into that NASA channel, when they used to run it 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm,
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Would look at nothing else. And he was a wizard on the computer. He had an IQ of 168.
Well, he's a genius.
At 6 years old. And he still had a lot of other special need problems.
Yeah.
But the military went into his head 5 times. Did 2 lobotomies.
Oh, my God.
And he had ruptured aneurysm. And I don't know why the military put a medical clip on the aneurysm. He couldn't be put on the MIR.
And how old was he then, Penny, when they were
when that happened?
Yeah.
He was 10.
10 years old. Jeez.
And they wanted to take him from me. Now, I was an orphan. My husband was, too. We were raised in orphanage, and I had no family. And, I almost went crazy.
This
and
my
husband talked him out of it. You want to remember, I'm the little girl that come out of the orphanage at 14 and married my husband that, you know, was 10 years older than me. And I had never been out in the world. I didn't know I had any street smarts, and I was kept almost isolated my whole time till my son passed away. They even put us in witness protection.
How old was he when he died?
47.
47 years old.
And he just told me a month before. Now, he told me, I told you this the other night, about he told me that the shadow was going to blow up.
Yeah.
Because the voices told him.
Yeah. I mean, the voices never went away, did they?
Oh, no. They were always there. And he couldn't tell me. And when I questioned the psychiatrist, of course, they just kept telling me, oh, don't worry about it, honey. It's just his way. He's in this dream world. That's his world he wants to live in. Lots of schizophrenias are that way. And he was so smart and everything. And I didn't really think anything about it until he told me about the 9/11. I told you about that the other night, about what he said about it had to be blown up from below.
Yeah.
Because it went straight down. And he went to college, and he was a civil engineer. And I asked him, I said one day, I said, well, do you know why the voices? He says, well, they tell me things are going to happen. I said, how do they tell? Well, I can understand them when they tell me that.
Are they specific?
Yes.
Did he, before he died, did he say anything
else? Oh, that's
else?
What I wanted to tell you. A month before he died, because right after Kennedy was assassinated, they told me my husband was missing in action. He'd always been in Vietnam. He'd always been in Japan. His first tour duty was in Japan in 1948. And he was always SSI until they went over to CIA. And you're a different spouse when your husband's in that kind of work.
Oh, you sure are.
They don't like for him to even be married.
You're always on guard.
But see, he was a good candidate. He had no family, but me and I had no family.
What do you mean, back to your son? What did he say?
Get back to my son. All right. He told me, he sent me down and he told me, he said, Mom, he says, in 10 years after my death, you will experience your death.
Your death.
And I said, why do I have to wait 10 years after you die? I thought we'd go together. He said, that's my punishment for not doing everything the voice has told me to do.
And how many years has it been now since he died?
He went in May of 07.
So that's 6 years.
I figure it'll be in 16 or 17. Now, I don't know. He said the world is going to be chaos. He said, Mama, you lived
right about that.
He said, you lived through it once where there was no money. You lived in the orphanage. I know what he's talking about during the Depression, you know.
I guess he was saying there's going to be another big one.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
If the new $100 bills, do you have to trade your old ones in for the new ones?
Well, no, you don't have to trade them in. But what will happen is as you spend the $100, they're going to take that. When you go to the bank, once they start really coming out, they're going to give you those. But you don't have to go rushing to the bank with $100 bills.
Okay, now, on the coins, the quarters, is any quarter due or do they have to be 64?
I don't understand the quarter thing.
Well, if you go get silver.
Yeah.
Which you were talking about.
Right.
And I've heard that all my life, too. Because if they devaluate the dollar and say it's worth 75 cents, well, you got four quarters, it's worth a dollar.
Well, don't forget, though. I mean, silver's gone down in price, too, but it's worth more than the quarter, the face value of the quarter. So I don't know how they're going to denominate that. We're going to come back. More open lines. Just another half segment to go. Fast half hour right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, take a gander at our television show, Beyond Belief. How do you do that? Well, you just go to www.beyondbelief.com. It is simple as that. By the way, make sure those of you who are watching the Halloween week of Beyond Belief, you're going to love it. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Looking forward to our next program. Scott Allen Roberts joins us. We're going to talk about the history of the past. And also Dr. John Ward, an archaeologist, will be joining us. We're going to be looking at some things that happened during the days of the Egyptians and even farther back. It should be fascinating. Let's go to the phones. Terry in San Diego on the Whacked Out line. Hi, Terry. What do you got for us?
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just like to say, first of all, I'm so excited to be on your show. You are awesome.
Ah, thank you.
And I was watching the C-SPAN, the History Channel, with the U.S. House, and it seems as though there's some characters in the back that are just, they're just seem to be missing something. And not your normal, you know, background. And that struck me as being very, very odd, not to mention the people walking around nowadays.
What did they look like?
Well,
zombies?
It just seemed like their eyes, like the gentleman earlier was saying, they're not there. You know, they got everything, but there just seems as though they're borrowing bodies.
Hmm. shapeshifters.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the Great Divide has already happened. You know, now they're blending.
Did you ever see a real strange, whacked out person?
Well, I live in Lakeside. Yeah, there's been quite a few. A lot of them have interesting interesting things to fill me in on, almost like the others.
They sure do. What's the strangest thing you've ever seen?
Let's see. I had a longtime friend come to me and explain to me about people in life that are meant to protect and come forward and protect. But at the end of it, she almost blinked and was like a totally different person. It was a conversation that I would never expect to have from her.
Lots of shapeshifters. Hey, Terry, thanks for the call. Jack is in Maui. Hey, Jack, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? You're in God's country out that way. Everybody loves Maui.
That's what they say, you know, Maui no Kauai, right, the best. I actually moved back recently. I missed it so much. But, yeah, whacked out people. I was at a nude beach, all right?
A nude beach.
It's called Little Beach. You should see it on a Sunday. The psilocybin is amazing. And there's drumming and things. And I swear to God, this man can open the vortexes of, you know, the third dimension and things. And he could just appear and go through it at will. I don't know. I don't know if it was the psilocybin or the drumming or what. But this guy was just, like, disappearing and appearing, man. I don't know how the...
You mean right in front of you? Just poof? Like that?
I don't know. It was like I was just there. It was like this old guy, man. He was like 90 pounds, some weird like shaman guy. And he just kept like, I don't know. That's neither here nor there. Other weird people. I saw this man, you know, I was talking to this person and this being such a small island, I know this person, but you know, sometimes I talk to this guy, but I think they got him on these weird meds, you know, that just do things to you. And I knew him before, but I don't know. We're just having like a perfectly good conversation.
Yeah.
And we're just making eye contact too. He's talking about his day and things like that. And he just like looked at me and he just goes like his mouth and he just goes like, beware of ninjas.
Out of nowhere.
Just straight up complete. And I'm just like looking at him. Like,
see, that's when you go, Jack. That's when you walk away really slowly and take off. Simple as that. Jan is in Las Vegas, by the way, where we're number one. Of course, we're number one almost all over the place now. Jan, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Or is this New Year's station? This is the first time I've been able to get in.
Oh, good.
I wanted to cover, I have never heard of this species described before, of alien or whatever, but they're shaped like a tadpole, only taller than 6 feet.
I've never heard of the tadpole. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, the big top, kind of leaning over at the top. Human-like eyes, two dots for nose, and the mouth has two rows of bottom teeth. And the legs are bent backwards, as in animals, not like humans are forward.
Like a little tadpole frog legs would be when the legs start popping out of it.
Could be. I don't know how little they were because this was described to me by a relative that just saw them the last month. And the feet were like chicken feet.
That's weird. How many did they see?
Either one or two. It was two kind of confrontations. And so he didn't know whether it was the same one the second time or not.
How did in what context did he see them?
He is a night watchman. He's quit the job by now. But he was a night watchman.
I mean, but where were they?
Where?
Yeah.
You're talking about, okay, it was in a warehouse and in North Carolina.
I mean, were they in jars?
No. This guy was over 6 foot tall, and the second time he saw him, he actually bumped into him because he backed into him and fell down.
They were in this warehouse, just wandering around?
Yes.
I would have quit that job, too, I think.
He did.
So, but these strange little creatures didn't do anything to him?
Not little. Over 6 foot tall.
Well, they didn't do anything? Yeah, but you think they would have torn him apart or something?
Well, he said when he saw him up close, that he kind of sized him up, looked like he was sizing him up. And this kid carries a knife at his thing, and he started to reach for it, and he said the thing watched him. He knew he was thinking about doing it.
This was like a six-foot tadpole.
Yeah, and then he, out of the last night that he was there, he was shot at, and he said it wasn't like a bullet. He said there was heat as it went past him.
Like a laser bullet.
Red like laser.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird story. I've never heard one like that. A six-foot tadpole creature. David is in Alberta, Canada, on the Skype line. Hey, David, go ahead.
Hey, George, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I sure can.
Cool, sweet. I have so many questions to ask you every time I phone, but I'm going to narrow it down to two quick ones,
okay,
and then I'll just listen off the air.
You got it.
One, do you think that this comet coming in and all of this crazy stuff going on with, like, the default and the potential of your guys' economy just completely stopping? Do you think, because you think you had a guest on who was talking about how when comets come in, a lot of interesting things happen
on the
Earth.
Strange things happen, yeah.
Right. And the second question is, what are you going to do if they don't negotiate this debt ceiling? Like, you asked some other guests.
Okay, that's
like
a good question.
Stuff like that.
Let me address both of those. Comet Isona, by the way, coming around in another month and a half or so. If it doesn't disintegrate, it's going to come pretty close to the sun. I think it may melt away and fall apart. But Mark Lerner, the astrologer, that talked a little bit about how these objects sometimes have an effect on the planet and on people. And I got to tell you, people are acting strange. I don't know if it's the comet or not, but people are acting weird. What am I going to do if there's a complete default and a shutdown? I'm going to still stay on the air doing the show, and hopefully we'll get out of this mess once and for all. I tend to think, this is me betting here, a little speculation, that they're going to come up with a temporary solution until they try to pound out some deal down the line. I do not think we're going to go into default. I think within the next couple days, they will probably work out some kind of a solution for a temporary funding program. That's my guess. Let's see what happens on that. Let's go to Lords Valley, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Randy. Take it away.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
I just want to start out by saying the call-in radio show is the last great thing on the radio, and thank you for doing it.
It is. It is the pressure cooker of life, as I call it. It allows people to let some steam off.
Well, speaking of talking on the phone and things like that, I want to talk about some whacked-out people, but less whacked-out, more muted and calm. It seems like everywhere I go, neighborhood to neighborhood, people aren't talking to each other.
You are so right.
When I was a kid, my mom taught me to be wary of strangers, but, you know, be friendly, say hello and things like that. It seems like you can't even talk about the weather to people anymore. People in your own neighborhood, neighbors aren't talking to neighbors, everything like that. When the telephone was invented, it brought more people together than anybody could have imagined.
Some neighbors don't even know who their neighbors are.
This is true. This is very true. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, everybody knew everybody. I mean, we knew people 17 houses down.
Yeah.
You know, they
try to make it that way.
And in those days, they used to have lawn chairs. Remember, they put them in the garage, and the garage was always, you know, to the front of the house. And they would just all, everybody would just sit there in the neighbor's garage, and they'd move to the next neighbor. It was different.
So why in the age of social networking, has it become like this? Why are people talking less in a world where it's supposed to be easier to communicate with every single person you've ever met in your entire life?
And they're doing so much. You know, they're doing the television routine and the video games, and they're all over the place with their smartphones. I think they've lost touch with this personal relationship, and it's gone. It's gone, and I'm not sure it's ever going to come back.
That makes me sad to hear that.
I know. That's how I feel about that, though. But at least we can make our own difference. You know that?
Like I said, I try to. You know, I still try to talk to as many people as I can, or meet as many people as I can, you know, this type of thing.
Do you find they want to talk, or they want to get out of the way?
No. I recently moved. The last neighborhood I lived in wasn't really a neighborhood. It was kind of rural. People didn't live very close together. I still tried to talk to my closest neighbors. I just figured it was because of where I lived. I now live in a gated community, and, you know, we have a common bus stop. Everybody goes to the bus stop. There's two buses that go there. There's probably 70 grown-ups that go down there every single day, twice a day.
Yeah.
And there's like four or five of us that stand in a group and talk to each other, and it was even hard to crack them open.
Well, but you got them. Thanks, Randy. Let's go to Nathan, Minneapolis, Minnesota, first-time caller. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, George.
How are you?
George, I just have a question for you.
Sure.
I am so sick of Congress. What do you think about we, the people of the United States, starting a class action lawsuit against Congress?
You know what? I bet somewhere they've got something to prohibit anybody from suing them, because I cannot recall anybody in Congress being sued for their inaction or legislative action. I can't recall that. I think there's got to be some kind of immunity clause in there where you can't sue them. Good thought, though. Here's another one. Just don't vote for them next time. Clean them all out. That's going to be an interesting election over the next couple of years. Steven is in Raleigh, North Carolina on the wild card line. Steven, go ahead.
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, my God, I feel blessed to talk to you.
Me too, talking to you.
So we're talking about weird people, so let me give you my look at it.
Okay, what happened?
Well, weird people. I don't have an email address because I'm disabled. I have learning disabilities, but I'm not so, you know, to the point where I don't know what's going on, but never had an email address, never used a computer. So I live in a different land than everybody else out there.
That's right.
You talk about people weird, you know, and what's missing here is, you know, for me to see, it's easy, but people don't dwell on anything anymore. They don't meditate. They don't have any time for prayer. They're into their social media, their phones, their internet, this and that. You know, we talk about people not talking to people. You get on a city bus, you're going to be the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't have an iPhone, you got a flip phone, forget it.
That's true. Hey, even little kids have them now.
Yeah, but if you look at it from the outside in, which nobody really does, you know, people like me, which were a dying breed because I'm in my 50s, you know.
Well, that's pretty young. Hang in there.
Well, it's young, but, you know, you're forced to go online and, you know, you got to be part of it or you're going to be left behind.
Well, that's true. Technologically, socially, business-wise, you got to be on it.
What about spiritually? Because everybody's so engulfed in it that they don't have any. The Hawaiians call it manifestation, dwelling, thinking, making plans in your head, which you only do driving down the road in your car by yourself with the radio on a Sunday afternoon, okay, without your phone.
I wonder, meditation. I asked people this one day, Stephen, to leave their cell phones at home for one day and see if they could do it. I don't think anybody did that. I don't think people can do that.
George, if you looked at the world from my eyes, you would see. And the devil works through electronics. It always has. And the Bible says anything you put before me is a false idol. And right now, every American is putting the phone before their prayer.
Well,
that is the problem.
That is true. I don't think there are a lot of spiritual people out there anymore. Some people are. You know who they are. But overall, I don't think there's a lot of spiritual people there. I don't know if we have time for another call or not. Probably not. So I'll just tell you what's in store. Of course, I just told you what we're doing for our next Coast to Coast program. A little bit of archaeology and some ancient things. That'll be fun. Friday night, of course, I'll be here with more open lines. And Friday open lines are always fun and different. And some program notes, Ghost to Ghost. Don't forget that. We are holding Ghost to Ghost on Halloween night. That'll be Thursday the 31st. We need your ghost stories. We're going to have 4 hours of open lines, but for those of you who might not be able to get through and you may have a great story, share it with us now. Name and phone number to ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. We may very well have Tom call you back and give you a special placement in line if you got a great story. ghoststories@coasttocoastam.com. 4 full hours. And then we're going to be live on Thanksgiving night. We're going to be live on Christmas Eve. We're going to be live on Christmas night. Those are always our favorites. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borles, George Knapp, John B. Wells, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.